Netanyahu, many, many more Arab states to normalize ties soon. By Deborah Danan on December 24, 2020. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday promised that many, many more countries would be signing normalization agreements with Israel a lot sooner than people expect, and lauded the Trump administration for consistently defending the truth and defending the state of Israel. His remarks to visiting U.S. Ambassador to the UN Kelly Craft came 2 days after Israel and Morocco signed their first accords towards full diplomatic ties. President Trump and his team have done wonders to dispel so many of the myths and slanders against the Jewish people and the Jewish state, and we are eternally grateful for that, he told Kraft, referring to the Trump administration's efforts in fighting the anti-Israel bias at the United Nations. Kraft's Israeli counterpart, Gilad Erdan, who accompanied the American envoy on her visit to Israel, said, "You were instrumental in triggering the snapback mechanism against Iran to ensure that critical sanctions remain in place. You truly understand that a nuclear Iran is an existential threat, not only to Israel but to the entire world." Netanyahu went on to say that the normalization deals with Arab countries, which have so far been signed with the UAE, Bahrain, Sudan, and Morocco, would present great opportunities for Israel at the UN. "You can see the Arab countries, some have already come forward, others are coming forward. I think we should continue that policy, and we're going to see many, many more countries, a lot more than people expect and perhaps a lot sooner than people expect," he said. Indonesia looks to be a top contender for the next country to sign a deal with Israel. According to a senior Trump administration official, the U.S. had offered Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim nation, up to $2 billion in U.S. aid in return for recognizing Israel.